There's legislation in Congress right now that would both lower prescription drug prices and out-of-pocket costs.
Megan O'Reilly is vice president of the Federal Health and Family Group with AARP. O'Reilly is in North Dakota this week talking with groups about the current issues facing AARP members. She says in too many cases, drug prices increase each year for medication that hasn't changed. She says under current regulations, there's no mechanism in the law that helps put pressure on lowering drug prices.
The House and the Senate have in their legislation a proposal that would keep those price increases to the rate of inflation. This is a really meaningful reform because we know that drug prices are rising twice, if not more, the rate of inflation year after year.
O'Reilly says four other states have enacted laws allowing the reimportation of drugs from other countries where prices are lower than the price in the U.S. She says the idea is gaining traction with the Trump administration.
The administration in December released a proposed rule that would sort of create the mechanism, two pathways for the importation of drugs, one pathway from Canada specifically. And so AARP is engaged with the administration and has been urging. We've been involved at the state level and the federal level on this issue. And currently that rule is up open for comment.
O'Reilly says the prescription drug market is broken. She says there will not be a single solution to the issue. O'Reilly says with the number of proposals already on the table, she remains hopeful that meaningful reform can be seen this year. For Prairie Public, I'm Todd McDonald.